Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We like hanging out with you. We really appreciate all the wonderful things you're doing for our community. Folks, it's with great pleasure I get to introduce Scott Slauson. He's president of the Erie Local 506 for GE Transportation. Scott, welcome to Union Edge.
Thank you. Appreciate
Scott,
being here.
We appreciate you being here. Unfortunately, I wish it was under different circumstances. GE has been conducting massive layoffs up in Erie, Pennsylvania. What's going on, and where are we at right now?
Well, right now we have we're about 3,200 members. We laid off about 1,400. We're down right now to about a little over 1,600 members at this point. A lot of it was due to bad economy. I mean, the transportation industry is really taking a lot of hits here. But the other part of that is, you know, a lot of that work being transferred to other locations and non-union facilities.
Right. So, I mean, while we're going through this, you've been talking to the company. What have they been saying?
Well, honestly, the company wants us to take wage cuts, concessions. We just got done signing a contract with them just a little over a year ago, and you know, this is the third time, three contracts in a row, they've come to us for concessions right after the contract. So they want to ship more of our work out. They want to send it to other locations. Some of the things they're doing just doesn't make good business sense. But I gotta be honest. I'm proud of the union members up here. They've held their line, and they basically told the company we're not interested in that.
Scott, refresh my memory. Isn't GE one of those companies that makes like $1.5 billion every quarter in profit?
Yeah, GE is very profitable. As a matter of fact, transportation usually ties for first or second place for their most profitable division. We typically run about 21% profit margins here.
Holy gee, Hasserfats! 21%. That, you know, that's not, you know, not for nothing, but that's not a bad return.
No, it's a pretty good return on investment. I always said if I could get that much profit on anything, I'd invest everything I had in it.
Yeah, well, and you know, I'll be honest with you, Scott. I mean, I have to ask the question. You are one of the United Electrical Workers' largest locals. Could it be just simply that they want to pay third world wages, and as long as Local 506 is there, they can't do that?
You know, I believe that that's a good portion of it. Our sister plant down in Grove City, they're non-union down there, but right now those guys, some of their wages actually put them in line for benefits from the federal government. You know, and it seems like companies...
Wait, Scott, I'm sorry. Say that again. People working in manufacturing at General Electric, one of the most profitable companies in the world.
Yes, eligible for federal aid, yes. State and federal aid.
Like food stamps and welfare.
Yes, yes, yep. CHIPS insurance, the whole nine yards.
Are we talking entry level, like, custodians, or are we talking machinists, or what?
No, these are skilled assemblers and machinists. Yeah, it's mind-blowing, isn't it?
So much for the company's going to take care of me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, through this, the wages that they had proposed to us, you know, we had just got done signing a contract here a year ago, and this is the third time they've attacked us right after a contract, but the wages they were proposing were wages they were paying in this area between 97 and 2000. That's how far back they wanted to take our wage scale.
And just out of curiosity, how much money has the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the county, and the city of Erie, taxpayers contributed to General Electric for this installation being there?
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that. I can tell you, I know our Grove City facility, they got quite a few tax breaks from the state of Pennsylvania. I know the state offered GE some tax breaks up here to keep work here in this area. But I can tell you, it's not the tax breaks as much as it is the fact that these big corporations like General Electric pay almost nothing in taxes.
Right. You know, so, you know, this is incredible. This is a highly profitable company. They're making money hand over fist. In their non-union plant, they're paying subpar wages by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, I'm sorry, if you're working full-time and you're eligible for food stamps, that's not a job.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And then they're coming after you guys. And I understand that this transportation plant, are you guys still making locomotives there?
We do. We build locomotives. We build off-highway products here.
Okay, so you guys are building the big-dollar, high-profit export equipment.
Yes, we are.
And they want to beat you up over a couple of bucks.
Yes, absolutely. You know, like I said, they started the non-union plant down in Fort Worth back in 2013, and they've been on the attack with us ever since.
Scott, let me ask you this.
Yes.
What is a diesel locomotive from GE cost brand new?
They run about $2.5 million a piece.
And how many of those are you making a year?
Well, we're capable of making up to 1,000 a year. So,
you know, those millions kind of add up to a billion or so.
Yeah, they get up there pretty quick. The transportation division, I think, broke $1 billion for the first time in profit 4 years ago, and we've been over $1 billion ever since.
In profit.
Raw profit. Yep.
Right. And we as the taxpayers are taking it in the shorts.
Yeah, we are, and it's sick. I mean, like I said, you know, just the whole running around with the two-tier wage systems, and, I mean, right now I can tell you our Kansas City plant, which is unionized, or IBEW, they're down there right now trying to beat up on those guys for a third tier of wage. And their wages are already down in the low $20
an
hour range.
Scott, listen, we are running out of time right now, okay? I want to get you back for a longer period of time so we can really talk about this.
Sure.
Because this is so wrong on so many different levels.
Yes, it is.
That, you know, again, this is a damn corporations playing games with manufacturing here in the United States. And God forbid we ever enter into something along the lines that we had to enter into prior to World War II, where we had to convert American manufacturing into a wartime effort. Okay? God forbid, because we won't have the ability to do what we needed to do then.
I agree with you.
Scott, how do we find out more about you and Local 506?
Well, you can visit our website, uelocal506.com, or just give us a call, 814-899-3108.
One more time.
814-899-3108. And our website is uelocal506.com.
Scott, do me a favor, stay on the line as we transition into break, but in the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.